Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we unpack the book of James. It's a personal, powerful, and yet practical book. Let's go ahead and hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode, today's conversation, Everyday Truth. It's been a privilege to have had Kerry Schmidt with me for a few days. He's my dear friend. One of the things that I appreciate most about the ministry, really, is just the camaraderie that you can have with other like-minded men. And today, I'm pumped because I've got my very dear friend, Dean Miller, with us. So, Dean, thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
So, Dean and I have oft been mistaken for each other.
And I don't know exactly where that comes from because I'm not that smart.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
So I guess it might be an appearance thing. As soon as I open my mouth, all things are off the table.
That's funny. But we did become acquainted with each other. Man, I knew about you for a long time, but I think we just kind of forged a good friendship in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's been a blessing. We've talked for hours and hours and hours on the phone. And one thing I just really appreciate about Dean is his love for the Word of God, his love for people. And that resonates in his life. And we're in the book of James, Dean, you know that. And listeners, we've enjoyed learning a little bit about, you know, how do you respond to trials in your life? And who is God? And what is God's intention for us? And what about overcoming temptation? There's just been a whole lot that we've covered so far. But last episode, we kind of ended by saying, God wanted to save me, right? Of his own will, begat he us with the word of truth. He used the word of God. We're not saved absent the word of God. We're saved via the word of God. It's the word of God, which is quick and powerful. It's the word of God by which we are saved. How can we hear without a preacher? And so somebody had to give us the gospel message at some point. And then the Bible says he saved us to be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In other words, these New Testament Jewish believers were just a small snippet of what was to come. And what was to come? Well, us.
Yeah.
You know, we're part of that harvest. But aren't you glad for the gospel reaching those obscure places in those early years? Because they're our spiritual forefathers.
Right. Yeah, we were the uttermost.
That's right. We're Acts 1, we're the uttermost.
Right.
Yeah, I love that thought. So in that vein today, listeners, we're in James chapter 1 and verse 19. And let me just read the verses that we'll endeavor to cover today. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren," I love the heart of Pastor James, "my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." I'm going to go ahead and just stop right there. We might cover more, but that's a mouthful.
It's amazing.
So to say wherefore, so Dean, you love the Bible, you preach the Bible multiple times a week. When you're reading and studying your Bible and you see the word wherefore, what does it tell you?
Yeah, well, it's he's wrapping up these thoughts, and because of everything preceding this, right now, everything that we've talked up to this point, here's conclusion remarks.
Right. So
because of this. Right.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. So because of this, now this ought to be what you do. And so often in the Bible, you'll see that marriage of indicative indicative than imperative. Here's what is true. Here's what you do about it. You know, so truth demands action. And we're going to see that in a very poignant way in the end of chapter one. Truth demands action. We just don't have the luxury as believers to just know things without doing something with what we know.
Yeah, well, James talks about it later in the book. Hearers and doers. I mean, he talks about it right
faith
here.
Faith and works, just all of it. So wherefore, it says, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. That's a cool old English way of saying it, swift to hear. But really, what that means is, if the Word of God was powerful enough to give you the information by which your eternal destiny could be cared for, then how much more important is it for us to realize it has power in our daily lives? Swift to hear. So when you think of the term swift to hear, you know, what are some practical ways by which I can be swift to hear the Word of God?
Well, swift to me, I think in mental pictures. So I'm thinking of a man running to the Word of God. And, you know, James has just been talking about the temptations of life through trials, through testings. And then he pivots and talks about the temptations to sin. And in all of the temptations of a believer's life, he should be running to the Word of God. In every one of those situations, he's running back to the source of his life. He's running back to the Word of God for direction, for instruction, for edification. How do I deal with this trial that's in my life? And how do I overcome this temptation to sin? And so oftentimes when we're in those times, we're not listening.
That's a great thought too. I'm still kind of stuck on your mental picture, running to the Word of God. So running to me would connote urgency. Mm-hmm. You know, when we run, things are urgent. And I'm thinking about how the Bible says that we need to flee, run from temptation. We've just talked about temptation here in James. So there are some things we should run from, but just running from something is not enough.
It's not enough.
It's running to.
Yeah.
Now that's a great image. So running swift to hear. So I think, yeah, there's definitely that idea of urgency, but I think another application thought would be swift to hear means hearing is not just the auditory organ, right? Just that I can hear the sounds of the Word of God, but to hear in the Bible gives the implication that I'm hearing to obey.
Right.
I'm swift to.
Well, we say that to our kids. Do you hear me?
Right. I know you heard me, but do you hear me? Yeah, that's good.
And this is James is talking about this through this whole passage of scripture that in the trials. I mean, what are the things that knock most Christians off the race, away from Christ, that really destroy their life, the trials that come into their life that he's talked about in the beginning of the chapter, and then the temptations to sin.
Mm-hmm.
We err
mm-hmm.
away from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's telling us that in those trials, we're to be praying for wisdom. What is God teaching me with this trial? And you know, therefore, a Christian needs to be swift to hear, to listen to what God is doing in this.
Yeah, it's disingenuous to pray the prayer of, Lord, I need your perspective, please give me wisdom, but then to ignore the wisdom book.
Right.
So God wants to give us wisdom, but the primary way, listeners, by which God is going to give you wisdom is through his word.
Faith cometh by hearing. God is going to give us wisdom. That book is alive. It speaks to you. As you read that, every day you go to that book every day, and it is intently practical into your life for today.
So wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, but then along with that, slow to speak. Because at least in my life, I find that I'm really not listening when I'm speaking.
Right.
Right. So yeah. Sometimes listening is only possible when we stop speaking. Speaking would mean that I assume I have something to say. Speaking would be I assume that I'm already the authority on that topic. Speaking would seem would imply that I have, you know, some authoritative license. That's why I think the Bible says in James 3, be not many masters, mm-hmm. teachers, mm-hmm. knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation or accountability. And then it goes on to talk about the importance of of the tongue.
Right.
And how in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin.
Yes. Well, what happens to a lot of us, and I know this is true in my life, that when I have a problem that comes into my life, I want to talk about it.
Mm.
You know, I want to tell people what I'm going through. I want to share it with somebody else. I want to post about it.
That is so good.
And the Lord says, no, wait, stop.
Listen.
You're not going to talk your way through this.
Mm.
You're going to listen your way through this. I've brought this into your life for a reason, and I'm going to walk you through this. And when I'm busy talking, when I should be listening, that's what happened to Peter.
Yeah.
Peter was talking when he should have been listening, and then he was asleep when he should have been praying.
That's good. So slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And sometimes the speaking itself foments the wrath.
It brings, well, we start talking our way through it, and the more we talk, the more worked up we get.
The more angry we get.
We get mad at God.
Yep.
We get mad at somebody else who's doing this to us. And we're missing the whole point because we're busy talking and we're not being still. We're not listening.
And the wrath of man worketh not, doesn't produce the righteousness of God. So again, what is God endeavoring to do with his word in our life? And the answer is simple. God wants to use the word of God. Now, listen to this carefully. God wants to use the word of God to make the child of God more like the Son of God. So it's the Spirit of God that does that. So the full definition would be sanctification is the process whereby God makes a believer more like Jesus. Here's what he does. The Spirit of God uses the word of God to make the child of God more like the Son of God. So what produces righteousness in our life? Listening. Listening with the intent of obeying the word of God. And we're going to see that theme throughout the book of James. It's easy to talk about stuff. If a man say, I have faith, thou hast works. You know, we can say, if a man say, John told us, I love God, but he hates his brother. You know, we're good at talking.
Right.
Even modern day Christianity, we're good at talking. But when it comes down to it, we need to be urgent about obeying, listening, understanding. Tone down the rhetoric, you know, deal with the wrath and the heart issues, and let God do the work he wants to do through his word.
Yeah, so good.
So that's our thought for today. Man, Dean, we got through two whole verses.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And we're looking forward to continuing our journey through the book of James and through chapter 1. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. That means the world to me. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great day today, whatever God has for you. And again, thanks for being my friend and for joining us day by day. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.